We've got issues in here in regards to programs for our fellas that are here on high VIPs. The issue is that programs are not being offered until blokes are past their parole. Programs aren't getting completed until after early dates, so people are staying away from families a lot longer than the magistrates or county judges have told them. You know, we've got fellas that are 2 years past their earliest parole release date, and it's due to not being able to do a program that's not been facilitated or offered until past them. It costs 160 grand to keep us here a year. You know, like a lot of people are getting paid out of our misery. So I'm actually employed, so FIS employs me to be the peer listener. I have meetings with the bosses, and I've asked them, why are we so far behind? And it's a staffing issue at the moment. Not all people who need to be assessed have to do these programs. It's just a parole component of it is they need to be assessed, and the assessments ain't being done until well after, and it causes a ripple effect. People's families move on, you know, like it's too much financial strain, too much, you know, separation. It's a lot to put on your family outside as well as on yourself. In the end, you've got blokes that are just saying, you know, effort. Why am I even bothering? And they're coming out of prison worse than what they're going in.